Hello and welcome to Roots of Today, the podcast where the past meets the present. I am Alan, your host. Every episode of Roots of Today invites you to journey through time, uncovering the lessons, parallels, and connections between historical milestones and current events. The goal is to add context and create a better understanding of the compelling stories and current events that shape the news. At times, history is an unappreciated field, and yet a vastly important one. The past is not some dead series of events. It is part of the social fabric that connects us all. History is the cause in cause and effect. The old adage about those who are ignorant of history being doomed to repeat it is true. It is easier to chart a path to the future if we understand the road we took to get where we are today. One of the founders of the United States, Patrick Henry, remarked in his famous "Give me liberty or give me death" speech, "I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know of no way of judging of the future but by the past." Ultimately, that is what this podcast is all about. Looking to the future, because to chart a better future, we all need to debate today's issues from a position of knowledge, not one of ignorance, a position of wisdom, not one of foolishness. There is one philosophical view that will permeate every future episode of this podcast, and that is the rejection of the type of binary thinking that reduces historical figures or events into flat, two-dimensional perspectives. We tend to reduce all things down to a series of binary choices, good versus evil, right versus wrong, light versus dark, heroes and villains, and so forth. However, history is a study of humanity, and humans are anything but simple. The founding fathers of the United States are a perfect example. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and James Madison were giants in the historical record, and their actions led to the creation of a nation based on the sanctity of the rights of the individual and a government based on self-determination, one created to protect the freedom of the citizens it represented. However, we shouldn't deify them either. Washington, Jefferson, and Madison were also slaveholders and defenders of an immoral and inhumane institution that was the very antithesis of the ideals they fought to secure for themselves in the infant nation they founded. The point of their example is that history is complex and nuanced, just as people are complex and nuanced, and if you want to have a deeper understanding of their history, you must accept that complexity. This podcast will always attempt to do just that, because the present and the issues we face are just as multifaceted. We're not looking for easy answers here. We're seeking a deeper understanding. So please tune in, because comprehending the present requires a grasp of history, and understanding history isn't just about looking back. It's about recognizing the connection to the present. So, as they say at the amusement park, strap yourselves in, make sure the safety bar is locked, and keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And most importantly, keep an open mind and enjoy the ride.